There's growing concern for the safety of a Sudanese girl who has been sentenced to hang for fatally stabbing the man she was forced to marry after allegedly being raped by him and suffering other gender-based violence. UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said on Friday that her office was also acutely concerned for the lawyer and friends of Noura Hussein Hamad Daoud, who is appealing against her death sentence by a Sudanese court, which failed to take into account the serious abuse she suffered. Domestic violence and marital rape are not criminal offenses in Sudan, and Ms. Shamdasani called on the Sudanese government to guarantee better protection of women's rights, as well as ensure Ms. Hussein's physical and psychological safety. She spoke to Michelle Kusuma.
Ms. Hussein was forced to get married at an early age when she was about 15 years old. She then apparently fled, and she was convinced by her family to return. Upon her return, she was forced to marry this man. Now, what we understand is that she was raped by her husband on one occasion, and then on the second occasion, when he attempted to rape her, she stabbed him to death. Now, this is obviously a very tragic case, but we understand that the courts in Sudan have not taken into consideration the fact that she killed her husband in self-defense. She has now been sentenced to death, and the trial was just ridden with procedural flaws. So what we are asking for is we are asking the Sudanese government to ensure that the fact that she committed this crime in a bid to defend herself has to be taken into consideration. UN human rights mechanisms have been very clear on this. They say that the imposition of the death penalty against clear evidence of self-defense would constitute an arbitrary killing on the part of the state.
What can we know about the legal process that is taking place right now? Is there any effort to appeal the decision?
Yes, well, Ms. Hussein has been given 15 days to appeal the decision. And again, we need to be very clear here. Quite often, appeals are carried out only on procedures, on the formal or the legal aspects of the conviction, without any consideration of the fact. Now, we need to point out that this is not sufficient. International law requires that the facts of the case need to be considered, particularly given the death in the initial trial.
And what is the latest on Ms. Hussein herself, and how is her mental state?
Well, unfortunately, we are acutely concerned about her safety. Her lawyer had tried to hold a press conference yesterday, and we understand that he was banned from doing so. We are very concerned about her safety, and we're calling on the authorities to ensure her physical and psychological integrity during detention. We just would like to stress as well that this is an opportunity for the Sudanese authorities to send a clear message that gender-based violence will not be tolerated in the country.
What can you say about the gender-based violence in Sudan? Does the law actually protect women against it?
No, indeed. We have serious concerns generally about the situation of women's human rights in Sudan. The many different human rights mechanisms have emphasized the negative impact of early and forced marriages on the rights of women, on girls' health, education, and their social development. The other issue in law is that marital rape is actually still not a criminal offense. We are calling on the government of Sudan to criminalize marital rape, better protection of women's rights, and to use this as an opportunity to reform its laws and practices. The criminalization of marital rape could save many lives and could have prevented the kind of terrible outcome that there was in Hussein's case. And we, the UN Human Rights Office, we stand ready to work with the government of Sudan on bringing its laws in line with human rights standards.
Is there any actions being taken on a country level to combat gender-based violence, particularly in Sudan right now?
The magnitude of the problem is huge. The minimum age of marriage in Sudan at the moment is 10 years. So there is discrimination and shortcomings in the protection of women's human rights, both in law and in practice, at the state level, but also at the level of individuals. It will take a lot of work to raise awareness and to ensure that women's rights are respected across the board in society. Now, in a case like Hussein's, it really lays bare all the challenges that are there.
And what is the appeal of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to the Sudan government on Ms. Hussein's case in particular?
We have several issues that we would urge the government of Sudan to act on. One is to make sure that Ms. Hussein is protected, and that her physical and psychological integrity are protected. Two, we ask for full respect for her rights to a fair trial and to her appeal. Three, we're making a broader call on the government to ensure that its laws and practices are brought into line with international human rights laws and standards.